The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is George Franceschides, Executive Chairman of Alba Mineral Resources. ALBA is ticker. George, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, and it's good to get you to come on, you know, because the news out today is taking it in and knocked the share price a bit. So it's good to come on and explain what you think and your take on it, because, of course, it's one thing reading an RNS, but giving a bit of colour to it helps a lot, I think, for investors. So it's about Clog Eye St. David's Gold Mine, and we'll get into that. But as always, like I said, it's not just about the gold mine, Alba. Lots of other things going on. So just for people not familiar, maybe, who are now looking at the share price thinking, is this an opportunity? Just explain what the group is about, George, if you could.
Sure, Justin. Well, we've got some strong assets. We've got some very strong investments. We're less diversified than we used to be in terms of the assets we run. We run and operate a series of gold projects in North Wales, Clog Eye, Gwynfynnydd, and the Dolgellau Gold Exploration Project. A number of very high priority gold targets across the Dolgellau Goldfield, which is all under license to Alba. Mm-hmm. We've got an Irish-based metals project that we're intending to drill next year, and we've got significant majority interest in Green Rock Mining PLC, which has got four very high quality assets in Greenland. Yeah. We've also got the Horse Hill Oil Project, which is another significant investment for the group.
Yeah, okay, well, let's talk about this update then. Clog Eye St. David's Gold Mine, you provided an update on the water discharge permit and the reply from Natural Resources Wales. What's happened? First of all, explain what's happened here, and we'll talk about what's next.
Yeah, look, this is a very disappointing result and very surprising, actually, for us, because we believe that we've shown that there's no adverse impact on the environment from this proposed dewatering scheme. But we take it on the chin, and we are obviously going to have to consider very carefully the reasons that have been given. I don't want to go into too much detail, given that we may well be looking at an appeal of the decision, or at least a resubmission. So I don't want to go into too much detail, Justin, but just suffice to say that we remain very confident that the scheme we've put in place is robust, does not create an adverse environmental impact. It is interesting and very important that in the decision, I think we flagged this in today's RNS, they have confirmed that there isn't an adverse impact from the actual water discharge, which is really key. Because the main thing, of course, that one might be worried about is whether the water discharge into the river and the estuary could itself cause environmental damage. They have confirmed, as far as we understand their decision, that it won't, that they're comfortable and confident, that they are in agreement that it won't cause any adverse impact from water discharge. That's very important. The reasoning that they've come up with is what's surprising is the impact of dewatering, it seems, on certain protected species. Mm-hmm. We don't believe there is any impact on protected species from dewatering the Lechfraith shaft, which is at the end of the mine system at Clog Eye. We've got into print on that in our very, very detailed report submission to NRW. So we do find that decision surprising. We do think that we've made clear that there won't be any impact. But obviously there is a difference of opinion there. We will, as I say, look at the detail of their decision, and we'll be obviously discussing with our professional consultants, environmental ecological consultants, and we'll make a decision from there. Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, part and parcel, Justin, of being in, in this sector. It is a highly regulated sector, as it should be. We're in the UK, which is obviously also a highly regulated jurisdiction. We've got to roll with the punches. You know, yes, you're right. The share price has had an adverse impact today from this news. But, you know, this is part and parcel of the rough and tumble, I'm afraid, of having a mining project and trying to get a mine into production. You know, we are not always going to win every single battle, but we are confident that we will win the war here. You know, sorry to use a war analogy, it's clearly not a war, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It is one bump in the road. We still have great confidence that we will ultimately be able to show to everyone's satisfaction, not just ours, that the dewatering of the shaft has not got an adverse environmental impact that anybody needs to worry about. But, you know, we're going to have to go back to the drawing board and you know, prove that to NRW's satisfaction.
Yeah, yeah. So, practically, what does that mean now? Does it mean replying to what they've sent you, or what are you actually going to do to change this and reapply?
Yeah, I think we just need to think about that internally as to what the right course of action is. They've made it clear that, you know, there is obviously a route of appeal. You know, we've got a lot of experience, not only in our consultants, but on our board, of dealing with planning and environmental matters over, you know, some of our board members over many decades. So we have a wealth of experience and success in appealing such decisions, not through Albert, but as I say, in our collective past. So it holds no fears for us. We think that the scheme that we came up with is very robust and very clean and should address all material concerns, but obviously it seems not to have done. So yeah, we will go back to the drawing board and make sure that we get a better outcome next time, whether that's an appeal or a resubmission. I mean, I don't yet have the detail on that. We need to think about that. The other thing just to mention is, you know, let's get this in perspective here. Yes, we believe that we'll ultimately get permission to dewater the Lechfraith shaft because we believe that we've got the reasons, we got the justification for that. But this is just one target out of several. You know, a lot of people have been very focused on this for some reason, this Lechfraith shaft. We've got several targets that we're working on. We're in the middle of working with our mining engineering consultants on the development of a number of other targets that are in the mine that we've defined through our drilling. So, you know, there's a long way to go here, and there's a lot of other work that we've got and a lot of other targets, but nothing to do with dewatering. The Jack Williams lode, the grandfather's lode, the new branch lode, which is a new branch of the main lode that we discovered, the 710 lode, all of these areas that we've defined through drilling, extensions to existing mine workings that was where all the gold came from in previous periods of mining, and we've defined these extensions. Those areas got nothing to do with this, and those areas were still progressing, and we're coming up with a mine development plan to get into those areas and pull out material, and that is going to be, you know, critical work to getting this mine back into operation. The Lechfraith shaft is one of, let's say, five or six high priority targets, so let's put it into some perspective. But we certainly live to fight another day on the Lechfraith shaft as well.
Yeah, yeah. And as it was pointed out to you, I mean, they haven't said you it will have an adverse effect. They say you haven't demonstrated. So it's just more, is that a case of more information is needed or what?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, we respect their opinion, obviously. This is their business. And yeah, we do believe that maybe, you know, there's areas of misunderstanding of the mine and how it actually works, where the Lechfraith shaft is, where the airflow is, you know, lots of different factors that, as I said, I don't particularly want to get into detail on this interview, but you know, that, yes, in short, you're absolutely right. It is about, I think, furnishing, you know, further and better particulars, as they say in the legal world. Mm-hmm. And we'll certainly do that because we think that the justification is clear for this scheme.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, listen, as a summary and a roundup of not just this project, but other projects, if you could, George, give us the three reasons why someone should add you to their watch list, if you could.
Justin, we're in a unique position of owning the exclusive exploration licenses across the entire Dolgellau goldfield. It's the most prospective goldfield in the entire UK. It's the biggest producer of gold in the UK's history. We believe that it will be a producer of gold again in the future under Alba's ownership. There are just so many high priority targets, not just within the Clogau mine at Gwynfynydd, within the Dolgellau exploration project that we are working on. This is a multifaceted project. Let's not lose sight of that in the odd reverse that we might get, as we've got today. But we are very confident that we will turn that around, the dewatering Lechfraith shaft. At the same time, we are waiting with bated breath, shall we say, on Greenrock Mining. We've got a significant investment there. As you know, we spun it out into a new AIM listing, all of our green owned assets. They're doing great work, just finished two drilling programs. We're expecting assay results soon. Obviously, they'll be working then on JORC resources for both updated JORC resources at Thule, a new JORC resource at Amitsoq, and really pushing the value of those projects up significantly in the months ahead. So we will benefit from that. So let's not forget that either. Yeah. So we've got many, many strings to our bow, Albert, and we are very confident that will show itself in due course.
Yeah, cool stuff. Marvellous. George, good to chat to you. Thanks for coming on. And like I said, hopefully we'll get an update on other things and we'll be talking in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Lovely. Thanks, Justin. Thanks very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.